لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فليقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are continuing Surah Nisa, and the verse I recited is the verse number 74. I'll recite inshallah the translation. So let those fight in the way of Allah who sell the life of this world for the hereafter, and whoever fights in the way of Allah, then be he slain or be he victorious, we shall grant him a great reward. This is about the jihad, the holy battle. Before this verse, Allah was talking about jihad, and these verses are continuing about jihad because Allah was preparing the believers to do jihad, especially when they came to Medina, and from the many directions people were waging war against Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah is preparing them for jihad, and Allah says the ideology that there is a bargain that you sell this life or hereafter. Allah says the man who wants to sell this life or hereafter, they should fight for the sake of Allah, and one who fights for the sake of Allah and who gets slain or who get victorious, Allah is going to give him a great reward. So Allah says that if you are slain, means you get martyrdom, or you get victorious, in both ways you have great reward. But Allah said first about the martyrdom. Martyrdom is mentioned first, then the being victorious. Why martyrdom? Because when a martyr gets martyrdom, his sins are wiped out and he is successful for sure. But if somebody becomes victorious, there is a possibility that after victory he might start sinning and his reward might go down or get wiped out. So Allah put martyrdom at first. And this was the ideology even non-Muslim historians have written, that the victory of Islam was because of this ideology that Muslim believed either the martyrdom or being victorious, not the third possibility. What is the third possibility? Running away from the battlefield. Because if you run away from battlefield, you go to Jahannam. This is the Quran, right? We know in Quran Allah has mentioned that. So because of this ideology, Islam spread so fast. Now Allah challenged believers again. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَقْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لِلَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرِيَةِ ظَالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Now Allah is challenging believers. And what has happened to you that you should not fight in the way of Allah? And for the weak among the men, women and children who say, our Lord, take us out of this town whose people are oppressors, and appoint for us from us you guardian, and appoint for us from you helper. You know, when I read this verse, I always remember Syria and Iraq, where Muslim men and women and children are being tortured by oppressors, by terrorists. This verse came for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and believer at that time, but this verse is also for all of us. May Allah give a great help and great assistance to those oppressed Muslim men and women and children all over the world. But Allah is saying that what has وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُخْوَادِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why don't you fight in the way of Allah? And now this ideology is for the way of Allah, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. For Allah's sake, why don't you do? But even Tafsir says that even if, just it's a humanity, just think about, it's not only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a human thinking, it's a human tendency that if you see a man and woman, children oppressed, you want to defend them. It's our instinct. So why we are not going to that instinct, and especially in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody is going to be oppressed, so that you have to stand up. Because they are praying for Allah, that Allah appoint for us a guardian, take us away from this city where people are oppressors. And appoint for us a guardian and appoint for us a helper. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the appearance of Imam Azam alayhi salam, who is our ultimate guardian and our ultimate helper for the sake of the humanity. Not for the sake of us, because nowadays the whole humanity is suffering because of oppression from Taghut. Alladina amnu yuqatiluna fi sabilillah. Walladina kafru yuqatiluna fi sabilihi taghuti faqatilu awliya shaitani. Inna kaida shaitana kana faifa. Those who believe fight in the way of Allah. Allah has put two parties. Those who believe and fight in the way of Allah, and those who disbelieve fight in the way of Taghut, Satan. Fight therefore Satan's patrons. Satan's plot is certainly weak. Now when I read this verse, I always remember 2006 battle. How Allah showed that Satan's plot is always weak. You know, like Satan comes with a lot of army. You know, if you see story of Talut and Jalut, Jalut was strong and Allah defeated through Dawud alayhi salam. Same way, you know, today's Taghut is big. But so far we've been seeing how Allah has given victories to believers one after another. At that time, in the Prophet time, Allah gave victory to the Muslims. They were small in the number. And today we are seeing how Islamic ideology is growing all over the world. The victories are not only on the battlefield. Victories are ideologically, victories are morally. All these victories where we are getting. Alhamdulillah. Islam is spreading all over the world. This is the victory. It's a spiritual victory. Imam Hussein got the victory in Karbala, although he got martyred, but the victory is so much. If you want to see the victory of Imam Hussein, go to the 40th of Imam Hussein, and you see 25 million people there. That's the victory. That's the victory. And we don't know in future what it will bring. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالَ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَآخِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Before I recite the translation, I'll give you the background of this verse to make it easy. When Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca and there were some Muslims, especially Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he came to Prophet that, O Prophet, we were polytheists, we were strong, but now we became Muslim, we are being tortured in Mecca. Should we fight with them? Do you allow us to fight? And Prophet said, you keep quiet. This is not time to fight, just you do prayer and do zakat, right? And when this group went to Medina and the fight was ordained, they got freaked out, they got scared. Now I'll read inshallah translation slowly. Have you not seen those to whom it was said, withhold your hand and establish from war, withhold your hand from war and establish prayer and pay the poor rent? But when the fighting was prescribed for them, when they went to Medina, a group of them were so afraid of men, it should be the fear of Allah, or even with greater fear. So when fighting was ordained to them, they started fearing people like Allah or more than Allah. And what they start saying? And they said, our Lord, why have you ordained fighting for us? Wherefore did you not grant us a delay in the near end? Say, the capital of this world is scant, and the hereafter will be better for anyone who keeps from evil. And you will not be wronged. The husk of a dead stone. Subhanallah. It's a simple translation, it's easier to understand, inshallah. So, they were talking about war, but when they were asked to go to the battlefield, they started complaining that, oh Lord, they started being afraid of people more than Allah, more than Allah. And they start saying that, oh Allah, why you have prescribed us fighting? Why didn't you give us delay to a near end? So Allah says that the benefit of this world is very small, and the hereafter is good for pious people. وَلَا تُزْلَمُ فَتِيلًا, and you will not be wrong, even the husk of dead stone. Delay in near end. لَوْلَا أَخَرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Delay in near end. What is the meaning of delay in near end? What is near end? Near end means the death of this life. It's a near end. They are saying this is near end. Our life is very near. Near end. Why don't you delay? Why don't you delay near end? Because they are saying, they are not saying they want to be martyred. They are saying, just give me, they are saying this life is so short anyway. Why don't you delay this short life for us? Let us live. They are not talking about dying anyway. They are saying we are dying anyway shortly. So why don't you give us more time? They are so lazy, you know. They are not saying that, okay, we will fight later on and die. No. Delay. They are saying this world is a near end. It's dying. We are going anyway. Why don't you delay us? Let us enjoy. So Allah says, قُلْ مَتَعُوا الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says, قُلْ, tell them that مَتَعُوا الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. That the benefit of this world is very small. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Akhirat is better for the one who is pious. وَلَا تُزْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And you will not be even wronged to the husk of dead stone. Now the same thing we see in this, that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in previous verse, that what we already recited, that if you get martyred or if you win, Allah is going to give you great reward, right? We are talking about great reward. Amr bin Abdawad, when he came to Khandaq, and when he came to the tent of Muslims, he said to Muslim and challenge, that you believe that if you get martyred or you get victorious in both conditions, you get great reward. That's what verse is. That, then why don't you come and fight? And in that time, the faith of Muslim was, we can question that faith, that only Imam Ali stood up and believed in verse and showed that he is Amir al-Mu'mineen. And whatever he said, is he believes to the deepest, you know. So Allah is saying in this verse, وَلَا تُزْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا, that even you will not be wrong, even the husk of dead stone. If you, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, means akhirat is so good for the one who has piety. So we should have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fear we people get afraid of the, because it's the love of this world. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Why didn't you give some more delay near end? Because the love of dunya is the problem. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا, they want to enjoy this life. Now this verse comes to all of us. Now we talk big about that inshallah Imam come and we'll be a helper, but when Imam comes, are we ready? Will we go with him? Or we will say the لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Mola, itni jaldi kyun aa gaye? Why Mola, you came so early? Many people will say that. Mola, why did you come so early? We were not expecting you because the love of this world. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. That's what many people are going to say. We pray to Allah that we are not one of them. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Why didn't give us delay to our near end? Love of this world. قُلْ مَتَعَ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Now Allah explains, أَيْنَا تَكُونُوا يَدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Allah says, Allah explains, whenever you be, death will overtake you, even though you be in the strong towers. See, if you try to hide from the death, death will come. He's going to chase, even in the high towers. Then why are we afraid of dying? Now Allah says, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ قُلْ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لِيَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. Now Allah is saying, yet if something fine befalls them, they say this is from Allah. But if an ill befalls them, they say this is from you, means Prophet. Say everything is from Allah, but what is the matter that such people that it is not to perceive no word? Now I'll explain the translation first, okay? Then inshallah we'll go to discussion. They say that if some goodness comes, it's from Allah. And they say that if some hardship comes, it's from you, Prophet. Tell them everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has happened to them, they don't understand anything, Allah says. So they are accusing, when goodness comes, they say it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When some problem comes, they accuse Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why don't they understand this simple thing? And then I read next verse, they'll go into this verse. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Now Allah explains further. Whatever of good befalls you is from Allah, and whatever of ill befalls you is from yourself. And we have sent you as a messenger unto mankind, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. Now inshallah we'll explain both verses in one together. And Mizan has explained very beautifully. We'll try to explain some inshallah. The ideology is this. The ideology is that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good and bad, what we see and we perceive in our quotation, everything is from Allah. Because Allah is the creator of everything. But what we perceive bad is not bad. That's the idea, that's the philosophy. Like for instance, something what we see bad, like a snake. So snake is bad. But everything in the universe has been created for a purpose. And the purpose, if it serves its purpose, it's beautiful. Like a snake has a purpose in this ecosystem, right? It eats rats and does things like that, right? Our iron has a purpose. Iron is good, right? You can make the steel plants, but iron can be used so to kill somebody, right? So it has its purpose. Iron has to be strong and mean, not like a gold. But it has a purpose. It's beautiful in its own way. A stone has purpose in its way. It's beautiful. You know, like it carries mountains. So everything is good. It's our perception, how we perceive things. Because Allah has not put controversy in His creation. Everything is according to His role and place and situation, and everything is beautiful. So that's how everything is from Allah, and everything is beautiful, first thing. Second thing is that how we perceive is the problem. Like for instance, that Allah has created men and women relationship, sexual relationship. It is beautiful when it is through marriage. And it becomes ugly when it is done through zina. But Allah is the creator of sexual relationship. He is the creator. Now, the angle comes how we see through what angle. For instance, money. Allah created money, right? Gold, everything. Money is good when it's halal, and money becomes haram when we do through stealing, right? So it is the angle how you see the thing, everything in its way is beautiful. How you perceive. Like earthquake is beautiful for us when it comes to the enemies of Allah, right? And same earthquake we perceive is bad for ourselves. But itself, the thing, entity has its purpose and it does its thing. There's the ideology. Now, what happened is because of our own deeds. Now here they are accusing that they are saying that when the goodness comes, this is from Allah, and when hardship falls, it says Prophet is from you. Quran has described the same behavior of Jewish people, that they say that any bad illa comes from Moses. Every illa comes from Moses, because they were tortured by Pharaoh and they all accused Moses. Prophet Allah said that my Muslim Ummah will follow Israelites in everything. Even if the Israelites went to the hole of a lizard, they will go to that hole too. And that's what happened. And the Quran is explaining that they accuse you, Prophet, of any hardship. What happened in the battle of Uhud? In Uhud, they did not listen to Prophet and they got hardship about it, right? And they got a defeat. And they started accusing again Prophet about it, that it was your ill luck, your ill planning, and they accused Prophet that because of your suffering. Although that was their own deed, that they did not obey Allah and Prophet, and they suffered, and the evil come because of their own deeds. Now the question comes, even bigger question, that why Prophet had to go through this suffering? Because Allah is talking to Prophet in this. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever goodness comes to you, Prophet, from Allah. Ma asabaka, you Prophet. Ma asabaka min sayyati fa min nafsik. Or whatever hardship comes to you is from your own self. Now, astaghfirullah, hardship came to Prophet not because of himself. Allah is explaining that. Because Prophet, he's giving, when Allah is talking to Prophet about this verse, is for all the people. That whatever you suffered is from yourself, from your nation. Your nation did not obey in the oath, and because of you, God wounded. Because you are part of the nation. Just like Moses, they did not hear Moses, they did not go to conquer Philistine, and Allah put them in 40 years in desert, and Moses was suffering with them. Just like Imam Hussein suffered because people did not rise with him in Kufa. A leader has to suffer with the nation. Imam Hussein suffered. Imam Tahrir suffered. Right? You know, I forgot to mention that when we were reading that verse, that why don't you appoint for us a helper for those oppressed men, right? Let me go to that verse with that. Oppressed men and women and children. Imam said, we are the same oppressed that people should raise for our government. See, Imam said, we are the oppressed ones that people should raise for our government. So they are oppressed too. Leaders are oppressed. You know, leaders are oppressed by the nations. And they suffer with the nation. Because of their deeds, the deeds of the nation. Why Imam Zaman is in Ghaibat? Why he's suffering? Because of our deeds. Why he's not out? Because of our deeds, our ill deeds, that we have not prepared ground for him yet, because of our sins. He is suffering. If you don't talk to anybody for 2 days, how we feel? Now, can we think the pain of Imam Azam alayhi salam, that he cannot come and be with us because of our sin? You know, we talk bad about Moses alayhi salam, that Moses suffered 40 years in the desert. But whatever Imam, that because of our sin, Imam is suffering, that he's not even with us because of our deeds. He's suffering, right? We should cry for him. We should see that how we can change our deeds so the Imam can come and be with us. So every good thing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the angle how we see and how hardship comes. Like the example of the global warming, you know, because of the main greed, we put pollution, and now the weather is changing, the earth is being hot, and ozone is getting smart because of our own deeds. Allah didn't do that, we did it ourselves. How Allah does things is that when Prophet got injured in this situation, on one hand, Prophet suffered because of the nation, but on another hand, it was Allah's grace to make Prophet injured in the sense to raise his station high spiritually. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Allah made him Sayyid al-Shuhada. His spiritual station is so high. So Allah gave grace to the leader this way. It's just see how we see the things. And now there's another explanation in Mizan, that how Allah punished many times, that he holds his mercy. Like rainfall and whatever, he holds his mercy. That's another way. And that holding is also is kind of punishment, but it's also guidance for the one who can get guidance from it. Because the worst thing is that if you don't get guidance in this world and you just go to judgment day, to the hellfire. That's the worst thing, you know. So please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "Wama arsalnaka linnasi rasula." Allah says, we have not sent you but a messenger to the mankind, and Allah is a witness. So why this verse is here? Mizan says the meaning of the verse is here because they were accusing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that because of you we got all this hardship. Allah is saying that, O Prophet, neither you have any control for their goodness are any evil, you are just a messenger there. Your job is to give message. So if they accuse you of anything, they should not accuse you, because you are just a prophet there. Now Allah is saying, مَنْ يُغْطِي رَسُولُ فَقَدْ عَطَى اللَّهُ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah, and whoever turns away, we have not sent you to be a watcher over them. See, that's what happened in all the battles, that the believers did not obey Prophet. If they could have obeyed Prophet, they could have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying that I have not made you watcher over them. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now I want to recite some especially on this verse, obeying. From the Mizan I am reading, Didwana Ibn Mundir have narrated from Ibn Umar that we were with the Messenger of Allah together with a group of companions. He said, O people, do you know that I am the Messenger of Allah sent to you? They said, certainly. He said, don't you know that Allah has revealed in His book that whoever obeys me, he obeys Allah? They said, certainly, we bear witness that whoever obeys you, he obeys Allah, and that obeying you is a part of His obedience. Then he said, so it is part of Allah's obedience that you should obey me, and it is part of my obedience that you should obey your imams. And if they pray in sitting position, you should pray in sitting position. That's about the obedience to Prophet. And Allah, Prophet said that part of my obedience, you have to obey your imams. Now we read the verse about hardships, right? Now there are some verses about some hadith from Imam Tahirin about hardships. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the believer is but like the scale of a balance. The more his faith increases, more his trouble increases. And Messenger of Allah was asked, who was put severely to trial in the world? He said, the prophets, then the closer to perfection, then the closer the believer is put to test in proportion to his faith and merit of his deeds. He whose belief is correct and his deeds good, his trial is harder. And whose belief is feeble and his deeds weaker, his trial is lesser. Subhanallah. Now we see why there is so much hardship in Iraq, and why we see more hardship in those areas, not in our place. Because their belief is higher, brothers. Their deeds are higher. That's why they have better, more hardship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't test feeble people. You know, we in the West think that we are in peace, but if we see spiritually, we are behind. They are tried harder. We see Iraq for 30 years, every day they've been tortured. Every day. How much they are respected. In Syria, and Bahrain, in Yemen, in Lebanon, always they have, in Iran. Because their deeds are higher. May Allah count us among the good ones and give us higher faith. Now Allah explains further how they behave. وَيَقُولُونَ تَعَاتٌ فَإِذَا بَرْزُ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّةً تَعَائِفَةٌ مِنْهُمْ يَقُولُونَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Now Allah is talking about the behavior more in detail. And they express obedience. But when they go out from your presence, a group of them spend the night deciding other than what you say. And Allah writes down what they decide by night. Therefore, turn aside from them and trust in Allah, and Allah is sufficient as a protector. Also, the people, Prophet used to say for the holy battle, and they'll go from there, and night they'll talk behind him against that. And Allah says, whatever they do, I write it down. And Allah says, stay away from them and trust Allah, and Allah is sufficient for you. But when those verses came at that time, those people did not know the meaning of this verse as we know today. Because they did not know at that time that Prophet was going to survive next day. Because there were so many battles and they were hypocrites. And they did not trust Islamic victory. But in today, after seeing 1400 years, our faith should be many, many times more than those people. Why? Because we have seen that after these verses, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him victory because of his tawakkal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah was kafa billahi wakila. How he was kafa billahi wakila. He spread Islam, and not only in Saudi, but not only in Hijaz, but all over the world in 1400 years. And now we see now, still today, the one who stood for Islamic causes, how Allah is giving them victory. Kafa billahi wakila. We are seeing kafa billahi wakila everywhere nowadays. Kafa billahi wakila, we are seeing it. Tawakkal Allah, we are seeing it in Yemen and everywhere, in Iraq. Tawakkal Allah and kafa billahi wakila, we are seeing every day. Afla yatatabarun al-Quran walau kana min indi ghairillahi لَوَجَدُهُ فِيهِ اخْتَالَفًا كَسِيرًا. Do they not ponder on the Quran? If it were from other than Allah, they would surely find therein much discrepancy. Allah is talking about the biggest miracle of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, don't they ponder the Quran, that if it was not from Allah but somebody else, there would be a lot of discrepancies. If we see any literature of this, of any great scholar, we see that in the young age his work was on an immaturity level. And when he grew up to peak, the level was different. Even in his one art which he has, either in the form of a story or a poem, you see the whole thing is not on the same level, and the beginning is different and the end is different, and there is a variation of the degrees of perfection. It is only Quran which we see from the beginning to the end, it has a perfect perfection. Perfection in the sense of 23 years of revelation, the whole thing has a perfect perfection. And there is no controversy. Quran has talked about social issues, political issues, financial issues, military issues, family issues, all these issues. And all these issues, with all these topics, there's a perfection. There's a miracle of Quran. And all these issues, even scientific issues. Today's, you know, Quran is the verses, and now science in literally has become the tafsir of Quran. What Quran talked about science, today science is confirming it. It's becoming that, yes, Allah, we confirm what you say is right. You know, nobody accused Quran that, hey, Quran talk against the science. Because there is no controversy in Quran, no discrepancy in Quran Hakim. And especially the Quran came in 23 years, some verses came in Makkah, some came in Medina, some came in the peace time, some came in battle time, some came in daytime, some came in night time. And all times it has the same level and the same kind of beautiful rhetoric. The rhymes, the kind of rhymes and the perfect Arabic grammar. It is a miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if it was not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there would be a lot of discrepancy. Now I'm going to recite the last verse. وَإِذَا جَاهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَزَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This last verse. And when there comes unto them a news of security of fear, they spread it abroad. I'll go slowly this verse. This is about hypocrites. Jewish people were their partners. That whenever there was a news, they will spread it abroad to create confusion. So Allah says, whenever the news came of the security or fear, they'll spread it. And Jewish people were sowing the seeds. Now Allah says, what Allah is saying? Where is, had they referred it to messenger and those who hold command among them, Those of them who investigate matter would have known it. Allah is saying that instead of spreading it, if they would have referred to Prophet and the Ulul Amri Minhum, who was the Ulul Amri Minhum? The people of authority among them, Imams. Allah is referring to these two. So if they were referred to them, what could have happened? Allah says, those of them who investigate matter would have known it, the reality of it. And were it not for the grace of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have certainly have followed Satan except a few. The example of this verse is in the before Battle of Badr. Abu Sufyan spread a rumor in Medina that they are going to prepare a big army. Don't come with Prophet for the Battle of Badr. To spread the fear. Same thing happened in Uhud. After Uhud battle, you know, we read in before that when the Kuffar left battle, after they left battle, they spread the news that they are coming back to attack you. And they spread the rumor again, right? And we read about it before. These are the two examples. Just to spread the news of fear-mongering. You know, fear-mongering. And Jewish, where the people were helping this fear, to hypocrites, to fear. So Allah is saying, and whenever it comes to them in news of security or fear, they spread it abroad. Now Allah is saying, what they could have done better? Could have referred to Prophet and Ulul Amri Minhum. The one people who have authority, Aima Tahareen, they could have investigated matter and known to it. Now Allah is saying that if Allah's grace and His mercy was not there, except few, all could have been follower of Satan. Now, Fazlullah alaykum wa rahmatu, who's the Fazl of Allah and who's the Rahmat? Now there are some hadith. Imam Abu Ja'far says, Allah's grace is His messenger and His mercy is al-wilaya of the Imams. There's Fazl and Rahmat. And now Imam Abu Ja'far says they are the Imams. Because it is very important for to keep the morale of community intact and together, and spreading news and gossip breaks the community and the will of the people. So Allah is talking about how to secure the moral of the community and how to handle the media and news and gossips. Because that can break the moral of people. And we have seen this in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that when the ambassador of Imam Hussein, Muslim in Aqil, when he was in Kufa, the moral of people was so high that 18,000 Muslims, they prayed behind him in the mosque. And then what happened? Ibn Ziyad put the trick and he spread the rumor that, oh people, leave Muslim in Aqil, Yazid is going to send a big army and he going to destroy you. And people fell in the footstep of Satan, and they did not come from the news, they did not come from through the Muslim in Aqil, and they started leaving him one after another, to the point that they became the follower of Satan. And Muslim in Aqil, when he prayed the namaz of Isha, behind him was nobody. Hi Muslim, the hardship to his Muslim came was the hardship which we cry even today, that Muslim was martyred all alone with his two sons.